Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to a news release about the YMCA of Simcoe, Muskoka creating a community fund, published December 2. Some of you will remember that in April I wrote an article for Aurelia Matters lamenting that the $2.9 million in net proceeds from the sale of the Skid Watson YMCA in Aurelia had disappeared into the general revenues of the Simcoe, Muskoka YMCA. The same thing happened with the proceeds of the YMCA's Geneva Park facilities. Those moves left a bad taste in my mouth. At that time, the Simcoe, Muskoka YMCA was embarked upon a fundraising drive to build a new kind of Y in downtown Barrie, also known as the Y we need for the Barrie we want. Since that time, John Mindell, Jimmy Dykes, Jim Watts and I met with the chair of the Simcoe, Muskoka YMCA and the CEO Jill Tettman to discuss the situation. We suggested a made in Aurelia solution for the use of the $2.9 million from the sale of the Skid Watson YMCA property, which would give the citizens of Aurelia, Remara, Severn, and Oro Medonte, who had donated to the YMCA in the past, a tangible legacy. It consisted of paying for solar panels to heat the Aurelia Recreation Center, using the donor walls from the Skid Watson building to build a memorial to the legacy of the YMCA in Aurelia at the Recreation Center, and using the balance to fund memberships for underprivileged members. On November 30, 2022, the Simcoe, Muskoka YMCA held its annual meeting and filed its annual financial statements for the year ended June 30, 2022. The financial statements included an addendum advising that a Forward Together Fund of $12 million had been established from the sale of the Geneva Park property. There is no mention of the $2.9 million from the sale of the Skid Watson YMCA property in Aurelia. That has been swallowed, and Aurelia and surrounding communities who contributed that money will get no return on their investments over the years. Contrast these actions with those of the Royal Canadian Legion, which recently closed the Warminster Legion and sold the property. $800,000 of the proceeds went back into the community. Among the beneficiaries were the Oro Medonte Fire Department, the Sharing Place Food Center, Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital and the Aurelia Youth Center. The bad taste remains in my mouth. In future, my donations will be reserved for organizations that have a sense of loyalty to the community that gives the funds rather than an organization that purports to represent all of the district municipality of Muskoka and Simcoe County but puts its focus on the why we need for the Barrie we want. Doug Lewis, Aurelia.